food keeps getting more complicated. I mean, take sweet corn. It's no longer just enough to buy directly from the farmer or to pick it yourself. You need to get an ag degree to figure out what kind to buy, because each of the new varieties tastes different. Here's a rundown of what's at my market right now. Sugar-enhanced, super-sweet, synergistic corn, and augmented corn? Well, to sort things out, Dr. Bill Tracy, professor and chair of the agronomy department at the University of Wisconsin, joins us. Corn is his beat, new breeds his focus. Professor Tracy, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Could you please sort out these differences? What is the difference between, and the taste difference between, well, let's go down the list, all right? The corn we knew 30 years ago, the old, in quotes, I call it the old-time corn.
Right. That has a gene called the sugary gene. And what the sugary gene does, it's kind of misnamed. It's really not that sweet. The sugary corn, the old-timey corn, which I call sugary corn, is actually got a gene that produces a chemical called phytoglycogen. It's a perfectly safe chemical. Instead of making starch, it makes this creamy phytoglycogen. So when you like that old-fashioned corn, you like that creamy texture, and that's what you're getting.
So the sweet, and it would lose its sweetness fairly quickly.
Oh, it loses its sweetness so fast. If you leave it on the counter at room temperature, it will lose half its sugar in 24 hours. And
wow.
That's a problem both for consumers and for farmers, because farmers want to deliver the best product they can. And if a consumer then mishandles the crop, they'll blame the farmer.
Okay. All right. Now, the next one up the scale in terms of sweetness is sugar-enhanced.
Yeah, it was actually first discovered in the maybe mid to late 1970s, and it really became pretty popular, let's say, a decade after that. Sugar-enhanced actually has the old-timey sugary gene, so you still get that creaminess, but it also has another gene called the sugary-enhanced gene, which makes it significantly sweeter than the old-timey corn. But a lot of people like that. In fact, it's my favorite kind of corn because you still get that creaminess. You get generally they're very tender. And this is what we see a lot in general at our roadside stands today because it gives a very high-quality product. The problem, again, is just like the old-fashioned ones, it's going to lose its sugar very quickly if you don't refrigerate it.
Okay, then we go from there to the super sweet corns. This is the one I have to tell you. I think you don't taste corn, you just taste sugar. But what is this one about?
The super sweets were discovered maybe 20 years before the sugar enhanced, 1950s, 1960. And the super sweets have a different gene. They don't have the old-fashioned sugary gene. They instead have a gene called shrunken-2, and shrunken comes from what the kernels look like when they're dried. What the shrunken-2 gene does is it knocks out any synthesis of complex carbohydrates like polysaccharides, like starch or phytoglycogen, and instead you get an accumulation of sugar. So you're absolutely right. You do get this increase in, a significant increase in sweetness. The major advantage of this kind of corn to farmers, grocery stores, long-distance shippers, those kind of folks, is this kind of corn holds its sugar for a very long time. Now, as you said, it's going to be very sweet, but that's what people are generally preferring these days. And younger people generally like sweeter things, and I think that's
interesting.
You probably find that across all the foods that you deal with.
Aha. Now, synergistic corn.
Synergistics. So I told you about three different genes, sugary-1, sugary-enhancer, and shrunken-2.
Right.
Synergistics are a combination of those. And what those synergistics try to do, so let's say that 75% of the kernels on the ear are old-timey sugary kernels, so you get that nice texture, and 25% of them are super sweet, so you get the super sweet sugar. So that's a way to try to get increased sweetness, but also get that nice texture that you're missing in the modern super sweets.
I'm going to feel so smart when I go to the farmer's market and say I'd like to have synergistic corn.
But they're a little less common. I think we're seeing more of the augmenteds. And the augmenteds are interesting because the augmenteds generally are actually putting all those genes together in the same kernel. And you're getting, in many cases, the augmenteds are definitely an improvement over the super sweets. You get more corn flavor, better texture, better tenderness.
Well, thanks for clearing up something that's been confusing for a long time.
My pleasure.
Bill Tracy is the chair of the agronomy department at the University of Wisconsin. Now, test out all the corn varieties with our recipe for charred ginger chili corn. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.